That is it for numbers. Another important thing here in the book, brother, page number 165. Ahwalul Adadi. Ahwalul Adad. The conditions of the number. Al Adadani. Wahidun wa Ithnani. Ala Wafkil Ma'adud. And that is the right sign. What does that check sign mean? They both agree. Huh? What is number two? There is an X sign. They don't agree. Which is from 3 to 10. And then, brother, number 3, what is number 3? 11 and 12. They agree. And then number 13 to 19, part 4, it says here, Al-Juzzu Awwalu Ala Aks. What is the meaning of Aks? Opposite. Aksal Ma'adud wa Juzzu Thani Ala Wafkihi. Means it is in agreement. That's all. Awwalul Ma'adud Min Salasa Ila Ashara Tullabin Jama Majroor Min Ahada Ashara Ila Tis'ata Ashara. Balance is that? Mufrad Mansu. Tamiz. 100 and 1,000. What is it? Mufrad Majroor. We did it. This is the gist of it. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now we come to a very interesting lesson. In our last lesson, we did a little bit of ajwaf. We did 3 verbs. What were they? Qala, Kama, and Zar. We tried to understand that the alif in the middle, something else is hidden behind alif. And how do we find it? We go to mudhariya, and that thing will come out. So, Kala Yakulu. Originally, it was Yakvulu. It became Yakulu. So, the vowel is there. So, in other words, Kala is Kavala. What is it? Kavala. Okay. One more Arabic grammar term. If the verb has waw or ya, what did I say? If the verb has waw or ya, whether fa kalima, ain kalima, alam kalima, we say that verb is wawi. What will you say? Wawi. That is verb is wawi. And if it is ya, what will you say? Yahi. It's easy, brother. It's not difficult. So, Kala is ajwaf. What is Kala? Is ajwaf. You know, it's hollow. The weakness is in the middle. What will you call it? Kala ajwaf wawi. Are you with me? Ajwaf wawi. Why do you say wawi? Because it's the waw there. And when we say ba'a yabi'u, ajwaf yahi. So, try to. Because then when we do other things, we will always be saying wawi and yai. It's simple. More interesting. Now, kana. What is in the middle? Brother? How do you know? Because yakunu. Kana, yakunu. So it is wawi. Is it correct? Fine. Kana. What was originally? No, kavana is the root. Kaf, waw, noon is the root. But yak vunu. What was the original? Yak vunu. Nasara yan suru. So yak vunu. Yak vunu change into yakunu. Yakunu. We are not going in detail how it changed. Yakunu is good enough for us. You know, we can go forward with yakunu. Brothers and sisters, what happens when the ajwaf is bab nasara? What will happen? Kana, kana, kanu, Kahanat. Kahanata. Kunna. Why did you say kun? Because it is Babnasara. That's important. You say ku, not ki. Never say ka. It will either be ku or ki, depending. So kunna. Are you with me? Then kunna, kunta, kuntuma, kuntum, kunti, kuntuma, kuntumna, kuntu, kunna. Are you with me? Easy, brother. Easy. Alhamdulillah. Yakunu, yakunani, yakununa, takunu, takunani, yakunna, mashallah, mashallah, yakunna. Again, takunu, takunani, takununa, takunina, takunani, takunna. Akunu, nakunu. Tell me, is it difficult, brother? No, it's not difficult. And it's fun. It's joy to do all these conjugations, you know. Alhamdulillah. Very common verb. It comes in the Quran all the time. So if I say to you, brothers and sisters, takunu. How do I make amar? Oh, how did you do that? Because you cross this, and then you put a sukoon there. We already have a sukoon, so this cannot be. See, we are now doing surgery here. We are doing surgery here, and what is the result? Kun. Just like kul. Okay. Now I want to do a little more. It is coming in the next lesson, but I would like to do because you are very sharp. Now, for singular, it's kun. How about dual? Kunna. But brother, in kunna, the vowel will come. You just cannot say kuna. It has to be kuna. And then, what will be the next one? Kunu. All these things are in the Quran. And then kuni. Kuni. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the fire, it is kuni bardan. Right, brother and sister. So remember, it's only in the singular, it's kun. But then, the vav is coming. And it will be same in the kul. Why a vav is coming? Because the verb is taku nani. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? The verb is taku nani. How do I make it amar? It remains kuna. But many, many students make a mistake and write down this. No. There is a vav there. Are you with me? Okay. You will keep that in mind, inshallah. Kuna. Kun, fi'lu amrin, mabniun ala sukun. Kuna, fi'lu amrin, mabniun ala Adhfimun. Keep that in mind. You know it. You know it. Okay. So we can easily conjugate, brothers and sisters. Now, kana is a naqis verb, as we have been studying. This is not the first time it's coming across. We have already studied. Kana means he was. Is the meaning complete? No. He was. Is the meaning complete? No. What was he? We need something else to complete the sense. So that something else, brother and sister, we bring the predicate, we bring the khabar. So kana is a fi'l, but it is naqis. Means it is incomplete. Naqis means incomplete. Okay? And if it is incomplete, then it won't have fa'il. This is very important to remember. Kana or any other verb which is naqis, it will not have fa'il. It will not have file, but it will have ism and khabar. Khabar. But this is very important lesson and very interesting lesson. And it comes in the Quran on every page, in every ayah, you know, fine. Now, brothers and sisters, if it has a khabar, then what do we know about khabar? It can be mufrad, it can be shibu jumla, or it can be jumla. Are you with me? So these things that we have studied in the past, we will keep it in front when we talk about kana, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, this is what you have to understand. And there are a couple of very important things I will tell you about kana. Okay. One of that thing is, brothers and sisters, kana means he was. But when you use kana for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when in Quran kana is mentioned for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not mean he was. It means he was, he is, he will be. So when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, kana express eternal truth. Write down this. Kana expresses eternal truth. So eternal truth, it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say kana tawwaban, he was most forgiving. He is and he will be. In that case, it is not was. Always. Okay, brothers and sisters, I will write down two sentences regarding the eternal truth. I will write down two sentences. Are you with me? Kanal insanu ajulan. He was, he is, he will always be. So this is the meaning of eternal truth. Kanallahu ghafuran rahiman. He was, he is, he will be. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Keep that in mind. Because otherwise, you will always be wondering, kana means was. Was Allah before and he is no longer? No, he is there till the end of the time. Okay. Haste, hasty. We want everything quickly, brother. Haste, ajulan. These are the verses from Quran. Okay, brothers and sisters, we start our lesson. Al-Mudarris, Aina Anwaru Ya Umar, La Adri, I don't know. Ra'aitu qabla qalilin. I saw him little while ago. Kana waqifan kharij al fasli. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Kana waqifan. Kana waqifan. He was. How will you translate kana waqifan? He was standing. He was standing. Fine. What is kana? Fi'lu madin naqisun. Fi'lu madin naqisun. Fine, brothers and sisters. And where is the ism of kana? If I by mistake say fi'l of kana, you will correct me. And if you don't correct me, then I think you are sleeping. Okay? Kana, ismu kana. Where is ismu kana? Nahi, brother. Mustatir. Takdiruhu huwa. What is waqifan, brother? Khabar kana. In other words, ismu kana marfu'un khabar kana mansubun. Now take this in comparison to inna. Ismu inna mansub, khabar inna marfu. Ismu kana marfu, khabar kana mansub. Always mansub. And even if it is a shubu jumla, then we will say fi mahalli nasbin khabar kana. Are you with me? Even if a jumla comes, then it will be fi mahalli nasbin, because khabar kana is always mansub. What is kharija? Kharija. Two things. What is kharija and why it is mansub? Not maful. It is mudaf. But before we say mudaf, it is zarf. What kind of a zarf? Zarfu makan. It talks about the place. Are you with me? And zarf is mansub, so it is kharija, outside. What is the opposite of kharija? Dakhila. See? Alhamdulillah, you will catch up quickly, inshallah. Kharija al-fasli. Now you translate, brother. He was standing outside the classroom. That is the translation. So kharija is a zarf, brother. Zarfu makan. What is firstly? Mudafilihi. After zarf, mudafilihi. Fine, brother and sister. Kaifa halu ammarin. Halu ammarin. Al-ana ya sa'adu. Translation? How is Ammar? Kana maridan. He was sick. So kana. Fiel. Fielun madin, nakisun. Where is the ism? Mustatir, takdiruhu, huwa. And what is maridan? Khabar kan. Mansub. Fine. Munzu arfjar. Usbu'in, ism majrur. Got the idea? He was sick since 1 week. La yazalu maridan. Okay, brothers and sisters? I want you to highlight maridan. And what is la yazal? It is fail mudariya, brother. I want you to write on, brother. Zala. This is also ajwaf. But this is little trickier than the rest. Okay? Zala, what is mudariya? Yeah. Zalu. Brother, what happened? I can't see any ya or wa. I can't see anything. I give you one more example. What is it? Naam. What is mudariya? Ya naam. Again, I'm in trouble. I cannot see. No waw came, no ya came. So what shall I do? But somewhere that ya or vav has to come out. So nama, what is the meaning of nama? He slept. Ya namu, he's sleeping. Now I go to the masdar. What is the masdar? Namunda. Now that vav came out. The original vav of the verb came out. So it tells me nama is, what is nama now? Put vav into it. It's vavi. But ajvav. But the spelling will be navima. What is navima? Samia. Vav samia. Are you with me? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So same thing is zala yazal. Okay? Now, navima, brother and sister, if it is vav samia, make it into vav samia. Yan va mu. Okay? Are you with me? If it is vav samia, it will be yan va mu. But instead of this, brothers and sisters, it became Yanam. So if it is ajvav vavi, but if it is from bab samia, then it will become like this. Navima, which is nama, and yanvamu will become yanam. So you won't see vav or ya until you go to its master. Are you with me? Okay, one more. See, knowledge of Quran and the master will be very beneficial and helpful. I give you one more, brother. What is this? How do I know? What is mudariya? Yakhafu. Again, same thing. Khauf. See, when you say khauf, the vow came. Are you with me? Khafa ya khafu. Okay, I can't see vav or ya. It is ajwaf, it is weak. But when I go to the masdar, that vav becomes visible. What is the masdar? Khauf. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay, so here, brother, zala yazalu. Okay. Now remember, now that we are doing nama, let us conjugate. All these are coming, but if we do now, it will become more strong, inshallah. Brother, I want you to start. Remember one thing, this is not Bab Nasara. So if it is not Bab Nasara, at Hunna you be careful. Nama, nama. Namu, namat, namata, nimna. You cannot say nu or na. It became nimna. Why nimna, brother? Because it is not bab nasara. Only in bab nasara we give dhamma. Very interesting and very simple. We just have to remember. Okay? Similarly, brother and sister, and once you say nimna, then it becomes nimta, nimtuma, nimtum, nimti, nimtuma, nimtunna, nimtu, nimna. Nimtu tulal layl. I slave all night long. Are you with me? Okay. We are going to do all these things in the lessons, brother. Fine. Yanamu, yanamani, yana muna, tanamu, tanamani, tanamu, give yanam. What will become? Yanamna. Yanamna. Okay? Give a sukoon here, that has to go away. Are you with me, brother? So these things we have to again start our conjugations. Yanamna. Fine, brothers and sisters. We come to brother Zala Yazalu. Zala Yazalu. What is the meaning of Zala? To cease to exist. Come to an end. Or to end. Or to terminate. To cease to exist, come to an end. To end, to terminate. Are you with me? That is the meaning of Zala. Are you with me? Zala. That is the meaning. To cease to exist. Okay? Now, when you use it with La, when you use it with La or Ma, Harfu Nafi, then it means it is existing, it is continuing. Okay? So look at this sentence, brother and sister. La yazalu maridan. He is still sick. He continues to be sick. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? If you write down this meaning, it will help you, brother. And remember, brothers and sisters, it can also be used as ma yazalu. Ma can also be used. And it can be also ma zala. Same continuity. Inshallah, you will keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. So here we are. Kana maridan munzu usbu'in. La yazalu maridan. So this zala yazalu is sister of kana. Okay. So where is ismu kana and yazalu? Mustatir takdiru huwa. And what is maridan? Khabar kan. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, Sister Rahima, you know, most of the time it will only come in this form. So we do not have to worry about the complete conjugation. We do not have to worry. Neither will it be in the fi'l amr. Kun will come in fi'l amr, but this will not come. Okay? Brothers and sisters, let's proceed. Samiyatu. Annahu yuridu an yatruka jamiyat. Yuridu an yatruka al-jamiyata. Wa yarjiya ila baladihi. Asahihun hadha? La hadha ghayru sahihin. Hadha mubtada. Where is khabar? Ghayru wa huwa mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Now one more thing, brothers and sisters. Look at the sentence. Yuridu an yatruka. What is an yatruka? Al-mastar al-mu'awwal. Okay. And again it is yarji'a. Why yarji'a? Mautufun ala yatruka. Are you with me? It is mansub because it is mautufun ala. Yuridu an yarji'a. It is like this. Yuridu an yarji'a. Okay, brother? Okay, fine. Al-mudarris. Maza yamalu abuka ya Ibrahim. Yamalu abuka ya Ibrahim. Where is the file of yamalu? Abu. Wa huwa mudaf and mudafili. Fine. Samiyatu annahu Wazirun. I heard that he is a minister. What is the answer? Kana waziran. He was a minister. Kabla sanataini. He was a minister. Kabla sanataini. 2 years ago. Huwa al-ana safirun. Now he is an ambassador. Fine, brothers. Al-Mudarris. Mada yamalu abuka ya amru? Kala li ahadu zumalaika? One of your colleagues told me. What did he tell me? Innahu mudarrisun, that he is a teacher. Kana mudarrisan. Min kablu. Brother, look at this. Min kablu. I'm used to kabla. What is this min kablu? Kabla and ba'da, if it does not have mudaf ilayhi, then it will be kablu or ba'du. It will come in the Quran. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Why it is min kablu, Sister Sumaya? Because after kabl, there is no mudaf ilayhi. If there was a mudaf ilayhi, then it will be min kabli. Min kabli zalika. But there is no mudaf ilayhi, so it became min kablu. Inshallah. You'll remember that. There is the explanation coming for that. All these things are in the Quran, so Dr. Adarim is taking all the qawaids and referring it back to Quran for us to get stronger in our understanding. Huwa al-ana mufattishun. What is mufattishun? Inspector. Fil madaris thaniyati, in the secondary schools. Okay, brother? Madha ya'malu abuka ya Yaqub. What is the answer? Kana shurtiyan. What is the shurtiyan? He was a policeman. So you know shurtiyan is khabar kana. Huwa al-ana mutaqaidun. What is the meaning of mutaqaidun? Retired. Ana mutaqaidun. I am retired. Okay. Ya Aba Bakrin. Kultali, you told me Kabla Salafi Sanawatin, 3 years ago, Inna Abaka, remember Abaka, Inna Abaka, Mansub, Amidu Kulyatil Handasati, that he is the Amid, Dean of the Faculty of Engineering. Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, okay? Amidu, Mudaf, Mudafilehi, Mudaf, Mudafili. Amutaqaidun, huwa al-ana, is he retired now? What is the answer? La. La yazalu amidan. He is still amid. He continues to be the deen. Are you with me, brother and sister? So, how will you define la yazalu amidan? La, harfu nafi. Yazalu, fe'lu, mudarin, nakisun. And then you will say, marfoon bi dhamma. But it is nakis. Where is the, can I say fa'il? No. Ism. Where is the ism? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. And what is amidan? Khabar. Khabar yazalu. Khabar yazalu mansu. Because it is sister of Kana, it will just behave like that, inshallah. Ya akhtaru, okay. Samiyatu anna akhaka, I heard that your brother, what is your brother? Tabibun shahirun. Wa yati hi al marda. Okay, brother, this is another verb. We did it last time, we'll do it again. Ata. Now this, brother and sister, is lam kalima is weak. Ata. What is the root, brother and sisters? Ataya. What is it? Ataya. Whenever you'll see alif maksura, then it is ya. Okay. All these are coming. I'm just giving you advance hints. And if you see like this, brother and sisters, what is this? Da'a. Where is fa kalima? Ain kalima? What is lam kalima? It's weak. So this verb, where the lam kalima is either waw or ya, is also called nakis. But here the nakis means weak. And when you say kana is nakis, then there the nakis means incomplete. Are you with me? Nakis means it's not complete. Here, nakis means weak. Tell me, Brother Mamuna, this is ya. Then what could this be? Wow. It is wow. So whenever you see alif at the end of the three-letter verb, I'm only talking about three-letter verb, then that will be wow. So what is the root of this, brothers and sisters? Ataya. What is the root of this? Da'awa. It's very easy. Very interesting. And I always say, the more complicated the verb becomes, the more fascinating and interesting it becomes. Because it's fun to go deeper into it, you know. So ata, brothers and sisters, ataya yati. What kind of a verb is this? You should be quick in answering. Ata yati. No, ata is ataya. Fataho kasrin. What is it? See, this is where this little poetry will helpful to you. Okay? Fataho dammin nasarayan suru. Fataho kasrin. Daraba yadribu. So what is this? Ataya? Daraba yadribu. Ata ya yati you. It is yati you, but we don't say yati you. We say yati. But we will define it as having a dhamma there at the end. Dhammatul muqaddara. Now this is the advanced Arabic, brothers and sisters. But I think you are ready for it. And more so, it will come in book 3. A lot of it will come in book 3. Okay? So, ata, it is ataya, and yati, see, ta got a kasra, ta has a fata. So what is it? Fataho kasrin. Fataho kasrin. Bab daraba. What is the meaning of ata? To come. Now, brothers and sisters, remember, this can have mafulun bihi. It can have mafulun bihi. So look at the verb. Wa yatihi. What is he? Maful. Okay. And where is the file of yati? Al marda. What is marda? Patience. What is the singular? Marid. Marid is the singular. What is plural? Marda. Marid, marda. Are you with me, brother and sister? This is another form of plural. Marda. You will remember. So, yatihi al-marda. So, where is the file? Marda. The patients come to him. Who is yatihi? He is the tabib. Okay. Min jam'i anha'i Pakistan. How many words are there? Min harf jar. Jam'i ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. Anha'i mudaf ilayhi. Wa huwa mudaf. Pakistan mudaf ilayhi. Anha'i is the corners. All the corners of Pakistan. From everywhere in Pakistan, you know, patients come to him. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Jama'i is all, and Anahai is the corners. If you say, Anahi Alam, world, all over the world. From all over the world. Asahihun Hada, Naam Hada, Sahihun. Ya Fazilata, Shaykhi. Ya Uthman, idhab, Amar, ilal maktabi, to the library, wahati, and bring al-juz'a thalitha. No, third juz. Al-thalitha here is a naat. Third juz min lithani al-arabi. Min lithani al-arabi. That is a very famous dictionary. It has got 20 volumes. You know, it is coming here. Okay. So, Ya Uthman, go to the library and bring third part. Okay. Min lisani al-arabi. Ya Fazilata Shaykh. Azunnu anna lisan al-arabi mu'ajamun. Mu'ajamun. How will you translate, brother? Azunnu. I think that lisan al-arabi is a dictionary. Naam huwa mu'ajamun kabirun. It is a big dictionary. Fi, don't say 20. Fi, ishirin. Fi, ishirin. Not ushiruna, brother. Fi has come. Fi, ishirin, juz'an. What is juz'an? Tamiz. What is juz'an? Tamiz. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Again, the question is, Hashim says, liman huwa means here li represents the who's the author. Liman huwa ya fadilata shaykhi. Who is the author of it? Huwa, it is authored by Ibn Manzur. It is written by Ibn Manzur. So when you say huwa, libni, Libni is jar majur, and then mudaf mudaf ilay. That is your khabar. It is written by, means it is, the mu'allif is Ibn Manzur. Okay, inshallah you remember. Yarjiu Uthman, Uthman returns. Uthmanu, al maktabu mughlaqatun al-ana ya shaykh. Translation, brother? The library closed now. Very good. Yakuluna, they say. What is after Yakuluna? Remember, inna, not anna. After, inna will come in the beginning of the sentence and after any form of kala yakulu, any form. Yakuluna, innaha. Okay, brother and sister, innaha. What is ha? Ismu inna. There is khabar inna. Kanat. This is the khabar inna. Kanat. Maftuhatan. Maftuhatan. Why maftuhatan? Because it is khabar khana. Remember, khabar khana mansub. No. Khabar, no, khana will not have mafulun being sister. Because it is a naqis verb. It will have ism and it will have khabar. No mafulun being. Okay, kanat, define kanat. We will say kana, fi'lun, madin, fi'lun. You will write down like this. Kana is fi'lun, madin, na, naki. Sun. Professor, see, I wrote down fi'lun. Then I came to ma'din. Ma'din is also marfu like fi'lun. This is again that special verb I have been telling you, we'll be studying in book 3, inshallah. Very interesting, brother. You will enjoy it, inshallah, knowing all these things. Fi'lu, ma'din, it's marfu. Remember, even though it has tanween kasra, it is marfu. Now it is, you will all be wondering, how can that be marfu? I have learned that kasras are for majroor. Now you tell me it is marfu? Come on, what is going on? But there is a big secret behind it. And that secret we are going to learn in book 3, inshallah. So, kana fi'lun madin nakisun, brother and sister. And what is ta? Dautanisi. Now we come to Isamkayana. Where is Isamkayana? Mustatir. Takdiruhu? Kayana Hiya. Where does the Hiya go to? Maktaba. To the library. Then Maftuha Tan. Maftuha Tan. Maftuha Tan. Because, okay, this is the library. It is the library. Ila Satir Ashirati. What is the meaning of this, mother? It was open up to 10 o'clock. Up to 10 o'clock. Fine. So this is the answer.